Gomer Jovan from Zondervasi. This is the Rorschach, Georgia update from the 22nd of May, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Georgia. Last week, we reported on an open letter from Prime Minister Irakli Kobakhidze and his haircut to President Donald Trump and his haircut, as well as to Vice President Vance. In it, he voiced frustration over the lack of dialogue between the two countries, the sanctions imposed on Georgian politicians, particularly Ivanishvili, and the failure to make progress in restarting relations from a clean slate. TV channel Formula asked U.S. Department of State for a comment on the letter and received a response on Saturday the 17th. State Department representatives said that the U.S. has already made it clear to the Georgian Dream, or the Kotsevi, what steps they need to take to show they are serious about improving relations and that they would not make more in-depth comments about it. They also said that Washington is expecting a large delegation of Georgian businessmen this week and that they'll be happy to host them. This story continued several days later. On Wednesday the 21st, Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State in the U.S., attended the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations to answer questions from its members. Representative Joe Wilson, the most anti-Kotsevi American politician, asked Rubio what the U.S. plans to do about the anti-American government in Georgia, which has close ties to China. Rubio said the State Department's main goal is protecting American interests, so they'll ask themselves whether it's in America's interest to have an anti-American government in such an important region. The answer is no. They'll make sure that they pay a high price for such a stance. He also said that while no decision has been made yet, the issue is actively being discussed, meaning Marco Rubio has no idea what is going on in Georgia. In similar news, the U.S. isn't the only one showing a cold attitude towards the Kotsevi, who have been using aggressive rhetoric and spreading lies about Peter Fischer, the German ambassador to Georgia. In an interview with TV channel Maestro on Friday the 16th, Fischer said that while Georgia wants to join the European Union, its ruling party is not only criticizing the EU, but spreading disinformation about it, which isn't really a smart move for a country that's supposedly trying to become a member. Fischer also called out the main government propaganda channel, Imedi, which says he's the one giving instructions to radical opposition parties. He demanded to know, quite reasonably, on what basis these accusations were being made and asked Imedi to provide evidence. Since we mentioned Imedi, Nikolaos Laliashvili, former director of the channel, was appointed as ambassador to Hungary, whose government is the Kotsevi's strongest European ally. In an odd kind of way, because Hungary is run as a private enterprise by Viktor Orban, the most hated man in Brussels. Before the appointment, Laliashvili had been serving in the same position in Kazakhstan since 2022. Changing topics, while the rest of the world marked the International Day Against Homophobia on Saturday the 17th, Georgia celebrated the revoltingly named Family Purity Day instead. Kotsevi and the Georgian Church created this holiday 10 years ago specifically to try to overshadow the Day Against Homophobia and to make sure no Pride March could ever take place on Rustaveli Avenue in the heart of the city. This year, government went a step further by banning any gatherings or demonstrations related to the LGBTQ plus community, turning the already risky task of organizing a pride march into an outright illegal act. Not content with that, thousands of people led by priests and Kotsevi-affiliated celebrities filled the center of Tbilisi to celebrate the divisive, fascist, artificially generated holiday. On the same day, during the Family Purity Day celebrations, Archbishop Shio, second-in-command in the Georgian Orthodox Church, and many say likely successor to Patriarch Ilya II, addressed the crowd at Samipa Cathedral about the topic of abortion. He called it a grave sin and a danger to Georgia's demographics. For those who don't know, Georgia has one of the highest abortion rates in the world. Shio said that society needs to become more aware of this issue, that schools need to push anti-abortion rhetoric, because that'll work, and that stricter laws should be passed to regulate the practice. He didn't mention the high correlation between birth control acceptance and low abortion rates internationally. Last week, one of the hottest topics in Georgian politics came from an unexpected source. The ruling party withdrew its candidate for Secretary General of the UN World Tourism Organization and chose to back the nominee of the United Arab Emirates, or UAE, instead. Zaza Pololikashvili, who had already served two terms and stood a strong chance of winning a third, openly expressed his anger over this, saying Prime Minister had been hiding from him and refusing to take his calls. Several possible reasons explain why the Kotsevi pulled support. Rumors suggest they struck a deal with the UAE in exchange for investment. Pololikashvili also clashed with the party after he hired Georgia's former ambassador to the Czech Republic, who resigned in protest over the Kotsebi freezing EU extension talks. Lastly, Pololikashvili played a key role in expelling Russia from the World Trade and World Tourism Organization, which the Kotsebi might not have been happy about, since they are working so hard to make Georgia a Russian colony again and want to stay on good terms with their master. In other news, Kakhi Kaladze, mayor of Tbilisi, and Prime Minister Kobakhidze attended the opening of the new tunnel in Tbilisi on Wednesday the 21st. Kobakhidze praised Kaladze in front of journalists and all, but confirmed that he will once again be the Kotsebi's candidate for Tbilisi mayor in the municipal elections in October. He said that Kaladze has ambitious plans for the next 4 years, and his previous two terms serving as mayor have drastically changed the capital for the better, including improvement of infrastructure and creation of green spaces. There are no term limits for the position of mayor, and Kaladze remains the most popular figure in the Kotsebi, sort of like the highest building in Topeka, despite his alleged connection to the criminal world and accusations of rampant corruption. A related note, Anna Buchukuri, one of the leaders of Gogi Gakharia's party for Georgia, or Saakashvili's Feast, confirmed to the journalists that they are planning to participate in the municipal election. This contrasts with other opposition parties, some of which have already announced they will boycott the elections, while others have yet to make an official statement. She said that boycotting the elections is a political dead end and that those advocating for it do not understand the wishes of their voters. Pretty ugly incident took place in Gori in the northwest of Tbilisi on Friday the 16th. A group of minors physically assaulted two brothers, both of whom were also underage. The conflict apparently began on TikTok, where one of the brothers posted a negative comment about the criminal underworld. One of the attackers, who already has a record of assault and theft, took offense over the comments and arranged for them to meet. The victim took his brother for protection. In the end, the criminal and his friend attacked the brothers, with one ending up in the hospital. Police have arrested four people involved in the group attack, but the victim's parents say that more individuals took part. Meanwhile, on Saturday the 17th, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a decree that simplifies the process for citizens of Georgia's breakaway regions of Abkhazia and South Ossetia to get Russian citizenship. The rule applies to people over 18 who held Abkhazian or South Ossetian citizenship as of the 26th of August, 2008. These individuals can now apply for Russian citizenship without meeting the standard requirements. The move will further solidify Russia's grip on the two regions, even further integrating them into Russia without formally annexing and therefore taking formal responsibility for them. Closing this show, the European Commission recently released its economic forecast report, which includes an overview of Georgia's economy. According to the report, Georgia's money supply increased by over 9.4% in 2024. This was mainly driven by household and government spending, a substantial rise in wages, lower unemployment, and easy access to consumer loans, all of which are closely tied to the elections. Fastest growing sectors were IT, construction, and tourism. Georgia also continues to benefit from increased trade and strong migration from Russia, both effects of the invasion of Ukraine. On the downside, business confidence has dropped sharply this year due to the political turmoil and uncertainty. Georgia continues to import far more than it exports. The increase in the money supply is expected to slow in 2025 and 26, but it is projected to stay solid at around 5 to 6%. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. You know, we do other updates. We've got country updates and non-country updates, including Arctic, multilateral, and ocean updates. Check for the full list in the link in the show notes. Nachfandis.